This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
We've been talking about women in comedy.
Yeah, it's been a big theme.
Annie, you're performing at the Melbourne International
Comedy
Festival.
I am, yes. Every night of the festival, except Mondays, I'm on at the Chinese Museum. And it's been going really well. So I thought that's a nice segue into a topic that we're going to discuss that's been trending online with Alex from the bigsmoke.com.au.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, we like a funny lady when she's a comedian, but the research is suggesting that we don't like women to be funny in the workplace.
Ooh.
So it's a really awful study, first of all, can I just say that was done?
You can say
that. Because it was one of those situations where you kind of feel like there was a whole bunch of people just sitting in a room during a study going, I hate Susan from account. She thinks she's so funny, so therefore all women who work are not funny at all and they're distracting. And the research has looked into, and it was through a series of studies in the US in workplaces, and basically what they wanted to understand was there a different perception towards men in the workplace who were deemed humorous and then women? And what they found was that men who were deemed funny in the workplace were seen as productive, functional, a bit of light relief. But when women were funny in the workplace, they were considered distracting, a little bit unprofessional, and they weren't likely to get a promotion.
So the funny girl doesn't get the corner office.
How annoying. So it's a bit,
and the hard part about it is you look at research like this and you think, well, what do you do? And the answer isn't to not be at work and be yourself and be funny. The answer is to really look at, if you're a boss, for example, who are the best performing people in the company and make better decisions, I guess, based on people's outcomes as opposed to he's really hilarious in a PowerPoint presentation, so therefore he's probably great leadership material.
That's a very good point because, well, it's a coping mechanism to be funny in the workplace and, you know, humour helps us all. But then, yeah, when it starts affecting whether or not you get promoted, that is an issue.
The other side to this, of course, is, you know, you might think you're funny, but you're not that funny. And I think that one of the problems in the workplace is people, you've always got that person that thinks they're hilarious.
Yes.
And they're just not.
Yes.
So I would say while you want management to be a bit more, responsible about these sort of biases occurring, we also say, you know, if you think you're the funny person in the office, how are others around you responding to your jokes? And maybe know your audience a bit better.
Absolutely. It just seems like there's so many rules about women in the workplace. You can't be too funny. You can't be too pretty. You can't, you know, wear certain things. I saw something recently in the media about you did have your voice needs to be deeper or lower. That will get you
quarter
office.
Well, there was a famous study that was done at Harvard many, many years ago, and it was basically a room full of students, and they were given the same CV of somebody who had a particular education level, a particular background in an industry. And on some CVs it said Harry and other CVs it said Harriet. And the study found that people were really favourable and excited to interview Harry, but not really Harriet. And there was absolutely nothing different about their resumes.
So just the
other
gender
than
bias
name.
Based on their name.
Well, and the interesting thing was when you looked into the research, the response was Harry seems like a real go-getter. He seems really switched on. He seems very, very, positive and strong leadership material. And he's obviously very motivated. And Harriet, she seems a little bit too much. She's probably overly ambitious, you know. And there was just a complete spin on the exact same, I guess, components of what makes up a person.
Yeah, that sounds like a show that was performed in Edinburgh where they had the same set written, and one night a girl would perform it and another night a man would perform it, and they would have vastly different results of who they audience thought would were funnier that night. Yeah, so it's really, really interesting and trying to undo that because, you know, it's the same script and they've performed it, they're actors, so they performed it the same way.
And I think what's interesting is sometimes it's the unconscious bias. So sometimes people aren't necessarily thinking that they're seeing it differently, but they are.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I think for most people it's unconscious because not many people are sitting in the workforce going, Bob's funny and Barbara's not. I mean, no one's really thinking like that, I don't think. Well, I hope not. But I think it's these layers that we need to discuss and address. And that's why studies like this, it's frustrating to hear. But it's also important to hear that in 2019, that's the kind of research that can actually still be absolutely relevant. I think that whole gender bias works both ways as well. I mean, you do hear of situations where men are in particular jobs that are not predominantly or known as a male role, and often they get shut down a bit. So it goes both ways. And I think that it's just really about having the awareness that these things occur and to, again, go back to what I said originally, which is look at output, look at who's good at their job. Don't look at all the other peripheral stuff that may not matter.
Yeah. I remember when I was working in hospo, there was a guy who would always make puns. And all the workmates found him so, so annoying. But then to the customers, he was like just the best and he would get so many tips. So you know, I don't know how, if he progressed very far, but, you know, for the colleagues around him, he was definitely the most annoying person there. And he's a man. So, yeah, it goes both ways.
Yeah, it goes both ways. Okay. I know plenty of men that are annoying that think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking. I'm not too annoying, but we look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.